Like, she's like, what is?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Like, what is? It's just her indifferent. Anywho, but that's fun.
My Instagram Explorer really thinks I care about behind-the-scenes Bridgerton photos.
Love it.
And, oh, what's the name of
that?
I don't know. It's just so many side shots of men, like looking elegant, and I'm not mad at it.
I love a good profile.
Yeah.
Say what you will, a nice strong jawline.
Sure.
Wild.
No. Nothing.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mythical Menagerie. I'm Sarah, one of your co-hosts,
and I'm Camille. You can also refer to me as Denzel Sprack if you feel like it. Sarabi. Is also Sarabi, number one, and Titter Snowbird.
Oh, always forget to add that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I am Lord Weasel.
No real name.
No real name.
Anyway, we're here today with our second guest of the podcast,
whoops,
Christopher Sheets.
Oh,
welcome,
see,
Chris.
My full name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Everyone else's full name has
that.
Been used at some point.
I thought no names.
That's for us. You get
sorry,
doxed.
Name redacted is here. You want to give us a quick bio, Chris?
Tell
us about yourself.
I've been in the zoo world for 9 years. Yes. Mostly hoofstock, peppering of birds, which I think everyone so far has.
What is a peppering?
just the occasional bird.
Sure. Macaws.
Huh?
Macaws.
Never macaws.
Wow.
Mostly.
That's
ostrich.
A diamond in the rough right there.
A diamond in the rough.
Mostly ostrich, which I don't consider birds.
Do
that's
they
fair.
Consider themselves birds, would you think? What did
so.
Who do they think they are?
They can't think.
Who do they think they are? Can they think? Great, cool. And you also picked the creature. We're going to be, what's the word?
Talking
about.
Discussing.
There it is.
Chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Menagerie.
Mingling.
I got chocolate in my mouth. Someone's
debating.
Word.
I went with the kappa. Kappa? Kappa?
I say kappa,
I say
but
kappa.
I don't know
I
if that's correct.
In my head, I said kappa.
All right. Yeah, we're doing the kappa, which is a Japanese beast.
Intrigue.
Yeah, how
oh,
we...
can I preface once again our guest has done some research. Sarah Hart has sorry
listen,
has
we're
done
all
some
here.
Research. We're all here.
Started.
The only people who listen to this are members of our families and someone
and
in Sweden.
Someone in
Switzerland. No,
Switzerland.
Also
apologies.
Now someone in Canada.
Pretty cool.
What up?
Also,
are there rejections from Canada? So maybe it's her.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's
her.
Trudeau. We don't know.
Who can say?
Welcome, any and all listeners.
From the Great White North.
Especially the famous ones.
Yeah, I do believe Joe has done a smattering of Googling, and I, yet again, have done zero research. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. Anybody want to give a little overview so that I can learn something? Joe's just showing me pictures that aren't okay.
I can kind of describe what it looks like physically.
Okay.
It's like a child-sized reptilian humanoid.
So far, I'm not loving it. Go on.
mostly aquatic. has like a turtle shell and kind of like a turtle beak.
Okay.
Webbed hands and feet.
Is it a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
No.
Okay.
A little bit.
That I'd be okay with.
It's like a Grimm Fairy Tale decided to do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Don't love that.
Yeah, the Grimms who did Cinderella's stepsisters cutting off parts of their feet to fit into the glass slipper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If they did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, sure.
Oh.
Then it kind of has like a divot on the top of its head to act like as a bowl for water.
Because
it needs water in the bowl when it's on land.
Oh, sure.
So
it can stay
alive.
Can
live. If the water comes out of its head, it dies.
No.
Oh,
well, okay, sometimes it dies. Sometimes
it's
severely
weakened. Yeah, it loses.
I'm loving
power.
Watching Camille learn about this.
We haven't even gotten to the wild stuff yet.
Oh,
and it has
no.
a Friar Tuck haircut.
I do love that. That I can get behind.
Its arms can, it can like bring its arms in through one side and put them out the other. And just...
Now that just sounds like an excellent opportunity for education program.
Yeah, the arms are attached
little,
to each other.
Wait, what are,
demo,
you, what are you explaining
demo?
To someone?
No, I'm just saying,
demo of what?
If you do like an animal show,
we're not,
you know,
doing one with the cat.
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. So far, I'm not hearing anything that completely.
Just wait. I'll
okay.
let Krish finish before I ruin his day.
Yeah. So went over that stuff. It's got three anuses. I did that while you were drinking.
I mean.
So actually,
that
I was
sounds
curious.
Messy.
I was curious. Would it be cloacas?
I mean, it would have to be, right?
I don't know. It says anuses.
It, yeah, they're
specifically.
Very explicit.
They have a lot with buttholes and butts, so
how?
It probably is anuses. They fart
how,
a lot.
Does it have a multitude of, like, stomachs and intestines?
I don't think so. I think it just has three buttholes. To produce three times
but,
as much fart as a
yeah.
human.
Because yeah. it talks
just fart.
Can
so
you,
gas.
Can you fart in a through a cloaca?
I don't know.
Not you, but someone.
I've never tried.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I used to have a very elderly bearded dragon who was just riddled with cancer near the end of it, as it turns out. But she would. She would try to poop, and nothing would come out, and it wouldn't not make a noise.
Okay.
So,
did it make a smell?
Poor one out for Madlenka. What a good girl.
She was so good. Madlenka Parishnikov. You can find her on Instagram at RussianDoll3666. You can't. I don't know.
What?
That was a weird flex.
You can't.
What
I don't
was
know
that?
Who... That's how Madlenka spoke.
No,
was,
the Instagram account part.
I don't know. I made it up on the spot because I wanted I wanted to have something to say,
just,
and so I kicked it.
You just like
I mean
gave
we'll,
some free advertisement for
I was
a Russian
say,
doll
we'll
fan
link
account.
It. We'll link it in the comments.
Yeah, wait. What
unless,
did you say? Russian doll.
Russian doll 3666. It's not going to be good.
I'm looking it up.
I can't imagine.
Just a
anything good coming from this.
Natasha.
Except your phone
yeah.
might just implode. It might.
Your
FBI
might shut it down.
They might just break through the walls immediately.
She searched what tastes like human and now she's going for the Russian bots.
That's okay.
No results found.
Oh.
Oh, it's free.
Somebody jump on it.
It's free. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Okay, so we've decided three anus. So, does it only poop out of one anus and the other two are four farting?
I couldn't tell you because
it
literally
farts.
Just says
it
has three
farts.
Anuses for producing
farts.
Three times as much gas as a human.
Huh.
Why?
For fun.
Yeah. It doesn't say why. That's literally where the
that's
information
it.
On the
apparently
multitude.
There is a, like the Japanese saying, the version of like easy as cake is like... Like a cap of farting. Like, apparently, it's just like the easiest thing in the world is a cap of farting.
Well, yeah, it's got three anuses.
Yeah.
Checks out.
I did see a scroll of someone drew a man, I think, fighting off a kappa by farting at it.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
I'll show that to Camille
it's
one
the
second.
Defeat of the kappa. And he's full, like, has pulled his dress robe up.
Uh-huh,
anus
uh-huh.
facing the, or butt facing the kappa, full on farting.
Okay, and that kills it or weakens it?
It's hard to say. They had that picture with no explanation.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
What we could do, and this might be an ethical issue. Someone get my HR gal on the phone.
What's her name?
Because it's happening. I don't
Judy.
Know, but I hate that you have Zoom. Judy.
Judy can come help you.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said Junie. I was
oh,
like,
Junie can come
Junie's
help
you. I like
too.
Junie. Anyway, hear me out. Wherever our kappa's habitat is, we house it either surrounded by or near colobus. Black and white colobus monkeys. Very
okay.
gassy.
Question.
Are we having
including?
Non-mythical animals?
I
happen to know for a, I know for a fact that colobus are real.
I as well.
It's hard to tell, though, Camille, because remember when you tried to tell us that pirates and narwhals were not real.
We mentioned narwhals before you all jump on me about how you think that I think they're not real, but what happened was we were discussing how the tears can heal things, and then we started getting on narwhal teeth. You know what? Go back and listen. Go back and listen. Season 1, Episode 1, Unicorn to be Tamed. And you'll know that I'm right. Also, in my defense about the pirates, I was talking about a very niche, very specific pirate that is the Jack Sparrow-esque, like, every 13-year-old sexual awakening, male or female, frankly, and, like, try and change my mind on that. They are Jack Sparrow is mythical. He is a mythical man, and I love him to this day. Too much, yeah.
He visits sick children in hospitals.
I mean...
And sick children are real.
Open and shut case. Anyway. What were we talking about?
Back to the buttholes.
Do we want to focus on the buttholes more?
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, I don't see why we can't have a real animal. Like, it would be like the macaw situation, how we just kind of end up with them. Like, we're not...
Why are we putting colobus around the things that don't like farts? Well, love farts, but they don't like other farts.
To
keep them in check.
They're gonna be fine. We'll get to that.
They're stronger than like grown men.
Yes, yeah. We'll get to that.
See,
they're fine.
That's the thing.
I have a section called keeper safety.
I have one section. It's called I love them.
I haven't heard anything that actively says they should not be in our menagerie yet, but Sarah is already so against it.
The last
thing
that I wrote in my notes was, I am worried about all of this.
I have a question. Does Sarah's reticence and maybe hatred of this animal make you more nervous, or my love of this animal make you more nervous?
You know what? It's definitely... It's disconcerting that you are so gung-ho. And I just want us all to get along. But I am actively trying to think of arguments for,
sure,
just because I feel
you should make our guests feel welcome, because I feel like I'm doing a bad job.
I picked the wrong.
I'm really, really happy that you're here, Chris. I just wish that you had picked anything else.
Never doubt yourself.
let's push on.
Okay, so in adult life, they're known to be solitary.
That's good.
Yeah, younger kappa are usually with family groups.
We're not going to worry about breeding.
I mean, unless we've got a breeding recommendation, I don't think so.
Okay, great. Continue.
In which case, I feel like family group would be their family.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
The baby would stay with mom and dad.
Forever. A little Sandlot reference for you.
They're very intelligent, so much so that they can actually, like, learn human languages, so I don't know if that would be a problem for us.
I'm fine with it.
Can they speak? Like, they can... Interesting, because we did make a...
No, now, I would say they can, like, approximate, but they have turtle beaks, so they're not gonna make human noises.
Are you saying
it walk up to you and start to speak to you in human language? Because I feel
like kind of
we are treading a dangerous line.
There are times three hours ago, before I left, my dog was at the top of the stairs. A van came to drop off a package of See's candy from Tim. Thanks,
Ooh,
Tim.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim. Interesting, because there is no See's candy brought to this table right now.
It is.
Strange.
I brought bread. I made
bread. You're right. I'm sorry. Continue.
Anyway. And my dog, Finn, barked. And at one point, it sounded like he went, Finn! And so, like, there are times when they can make, you know, it'd be like that. You're like, what, that animal make a human word?
Maybe not. Two things to say to you after this. Number one, I have never heard so much bass in your voice.
That was, I can go lower. I won't.
That's incredible. Number two, Are you saying people with speech impediments
No.
Don't count?
No! Where did that come from?
Because if you're saying approximate, I know that I personally have trouble with my R's and to this day have to sound out the differences between the word roar and war. And sometimes they're interchangeable.
I'm just saying that I don't think I don't think the kappa is speaking English. It can just make
some... Like a parrot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. It can, like, make some English noises.
The vocabulary of roughly a two-year-old.
But did it say... Yeah, did it say that it would repeat? Or that...
No, it can, like, learn... But
they're never thorough in their explanations.
Yeah.
That's
they're not.
I guess there's not many people digging this deep into it. They lose people usually at the three buttholes, I assume. Not a lot of scrolling after that.
They save that for the end, but I brought it in the like beginning.
I found multiple articles that called kappas like butt-loving yokai, booty, like, they are at the beginning of a lot of descriptions.
Butt-loving yokai.
This one says booty-obsessed.
Booty obsessed. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess if it's remedial enough, I just, it's a little cringy to say that.
We can come back to that one.
Yeah, don't worry.
What
we will
else
have.
Do you
other...
have to add to your yokai or your kappa description?
I mean, just to I guess keep going with the human language thing. They are mischievous and like love telling offensive jokes.
A comedy.
See, now
so,
are they?
I don't know if they're making them up themselves or if
that
they hear
them.
That
was my question. Okay.
Are they funny or do they just things they've heard?
Don't worry, they won't steal your material, Camille.
I have concern, yeah.
They'll get a special on Netflix.
Mm,
yeah.
That seems...
And then they're going to like apologize and then they'll get another one.
They'll
just keep going and then... Yeah.
Somehow
be
allowed to host the Golden Globes like 6 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They love martial arts.
Sure.
Who doesn't?
Going back to
Teenage
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I was going to say, it just kind of sounds like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, but none of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles do sumo wrestling. And that's what the kappa does.
Donatello does machines.
Yeah.
So, that's close.
Is that close?
It's just part of the song. also, we don't... No.
It's tricky because maybe Camille didn't watch... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
I feel like something's happening in here that everyone thinks is funny, but I don't get
the
it.
The intro song is what I have deduced. It's very... I know I'm ruining everything now that I'm explaining out loud what my guess is. Not even confirmed an answer. Just like, maybe.
I like that you are putting to words everyone's inner monologue when I'm talking to them.
It's
painful for me.
You're welcome.
But I'm
Turns
still happy.
Turns out this podcast is your therapy session.
Oh,
I'll be charging
good.
You bi-weekly, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They
so
still could be Teenage Mutant. We don't know that the DMNTs don't have three buttholes.
We don't.
We've never seen them.
Do they like pizza? The Kappas?
No. They do have a food they
I can
like
go into their diet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear.
So the first one I saw mentioned was raw innards.
You can put that on a pizza.
Especially human anuses.
What?
Yeah.
So they're just anuses eating anuses eating anuses.
But they love cucumbers.
That can
the
be
most,
anuses. Cukes, me too. I love those. Cute. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Mm. So that could be either used as like a special treat or
ooh,
put it into their main diet.
A nice
I don't
little
know what
training.
You'd rather do.
High-value reinforcement for
mm-hmm,
a little
mm-hmm.
a little positive reinforcement training. A little, what's the word? Relationship building, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If
like
they
eggplant?
Yeah. Oh, do they, if they like you, will they leave you alone, or are you pretty much just...
They're not all fucked up.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, some of them you can befriend. Some of them you can, I guess, like, trick or beat in battle, or... If you get them to, like, spill the water out of their head bowl, if you refill that, they will...
They'll be thankful?
They'll be more than thankful.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know if I use the word thankful as opposed to, like, indebted to you for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we'll do what you say, which because...
is a very extreme version of the definition of thankful. So...
I don't... It sounded... The way you all giggled after that made me uncomfortable.
No, they do that stuff with the people they don't like.
Yeah, nothing explicitly sexual.
That does happen.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know about this one, guys.
No, it's good. We haven't gotten to the worst part yet.
You keep saying that.
I didn't write any of that down. I remembered it, but I didn't write it down because I didn't want to be the one to bring it up.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Again, dangers and violations.
You have subsection keeper safety, and then a subsection within that. Danger.
It's keeper and guest safety, followed by dangers and violations, followed by good things, question mark?
Many.
They have, you said they have webbed fingers and toesies?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they couldn't necessarily pick a lock?
No.
Even though they are very smart?
No.
Okay. Well, that's...
Mm, also, they don't like iron, so if it's lost iron, you're fine.
They have a couple weaknesses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Iron, ginger, sesame?
Mm-hmm.
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 Okay, so just have a nice little Asian bistro around the perimeter.
Yeah. Making money on top of money.
Just a little sesame oil trail. Just around the rim.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sesame oil all around that rim.
Do they need to be fully aquatic? Like, are they going to be in a tank, or are they...
They are amphibious, but they do better in the water.
But... in order to sleep, they have to come out of the water, completely remove their skin, and then they can go to sleep. They can't go back into the water unless they put their skin back on.
Joe found some websites that were not the Wikipedia article that you and I definitely took all of our notes.
I didn't want to go further than that. I was afraid.
Japan-experience.com. Tofugu.com.
Tofugu?
Tofugu.
Is that... something? That sounds cute.
Probably.
Okay, great.
Sarah, do you want to talk about the worst part?
I feel like we should... we're coming up on our break.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We should just finish out any last characteristics, general things about them, and then we can play a quick game of how we would house them before I tell you all the things that are going to go horribly wrong when we try to house them.
But like, okay, I'll just say it. The one thing they truly want, more than cucumbers or eggplants.
Oh, no.
I mean, not all of them. Some of them are just tedious.
Butthole glaciers.
So, within the butthole, there is a ball.
A jewel.
It's an organ.
It's an organ.
It's a mythical organ.
Some believe it to be the soul. Some believe it to be...
I choked on my own spit.
It might be the Buddhist Hojo, which is an onion-shaped jewel that grants wishes. And Kappa wants that. And so they will sometimes reach in and grab it out of your butthole, and if they can't do that, sometimes they'll suck it out.
Oh, it's in all of
it's in our buttholes, because they want it.
So, think about how Joe sounded when he said about unicorns, virgins. They love them. But insert Kappas. This butthole
onion,
gem. They love it.
Gems.
Yeah. Or our souls, which are in our butts.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, their arms can stretch out real long and go.
How do they get a grip with the little webbed hand?
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it. Then they would suck it out. But it's fine, you don't have to worry about it. They'll be in a, they're housed. It's fine.
They're fine.
We need to keep people, horses, and cows away from them.
Yes.
They fucking hate horses and cows. They attack those just on sight.
Yeah.
Just...
they wrestle them into the water.
They don't like deer antlers, though, so you can just hold one of those.
Okay.
What? Who's going free contact?
No one.
Just
no one.
If you were nervous.
From the out...
No free contact.
Are they good climbers?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
They're great swimmers.
So, like, if we go tank style with a little island in the middle that they can...
That could work.
They can take their skin off and
swim. I think... They're predominantly found in rivers and ponds in Japan. They're clumsy on land. They thrive in warm months. So we need a heated, predominantly water-based habitat with some, like, beautiful Japanese flora, because that sounds really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry
mm-hmm.
blossoms.
See, I love the scene that you're setting
here. It's aesthetically beautiful. until you think about what's inside.
No,
which
I
is
think
fun
that
and beautiful.
How it's going to ruin
the
everything.
Juxtaposition
it's not
of the
ruin
two
everything.
Is
duality.
Pretty. There's a duality.
Yes. The Kappa habitat exposes the duality of man.
It holds a mirror up to society.
Yeah. In a place where we can't have mirrors because of the basilisk, it is our one true mirror that exposes our inner soul.
It sounds like going into the break, it is now 3-1 so far. We're gonna see.
I can't wait to list off the things that will happen to us and our guests.
It's nothing that bad.
Because we can get intestines. That is not a problem.
Yeah.
To feed them.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
If
pig flesh is most like human flesh, mm-hmm. then pig anuses must be most like human anuses.
Certainly. And do we put a little gem inside them for
yeah.
enrichment?
That would
well,
be so fun.
Some little pearl onions.
Isn't it already there?
But probably not in a pig anus, so we got to improvise.
Well, they just talk about humans.
Do pigs have souls? I don't know. That depends on what your feelings
are. Bring out your dead! You got Cerberus.
We can't have them near the Cerberus if we're just we can't just parade those souls in front of them.
Can't we? Like, isn't that part of...
If Cerberus maybe. Can't get them, we can get them to the Kappa habitat.
Once we get it into an onion.
Wait, why are we
an
putting...
Onion?
Well, huh. The souls, they only get souls
I
in
thought,
onions.
No,
well,
wait.
Jewels.
Does it...
Butt jewels. Bulls.
Does it have to be a living person in order, I guess?
Yeah, that don't, it does
soul.
Not talk
Are
about them.
Are we operating
going after...
off of the idea that a soul leaves the body? Like, what? Now
yes.
we've got it. Now we have to deal with...
We're going into some yes. philosophical
there is no, there,
shit.
I'm
exhausted.
There's no soul in a dead body. I will throw that down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's got to be...
But if we call back a soul from the dead for Cerberus for enrichment, and it
but
gets,
then it
let's
doesn't
say
have
we
a body.
Take Camille's idea right. of Hitler... And Hitler
no.
gets out, we can send him to the Kappa habitat and he'll get eaten.
How are we sending? How are you? How, walk me through how you are enticing
the
Hitler.
The same way that I guide a Rosane Spoon Bill to bed.
You're just.
Gently.
But it's a spirit. It's a spirit. It can go wherever.
He doesn't know he's a spirit.
Hitler knows he's a spirit.
I,
he killed himself.
Oh, here,
he
no.
did it his damn self.
I know. I know how you lure Hitler into the habitat. Here's what it is. You give the Kappa a microphone, and he's gonna start spewing some hateful shit that Hitler agrees with. He's like, hey, I wanna see what that guy's talking about. And before you know it, he's in the Kappa's grasp. So, bing, bang,
Kappa,
boom.
But the Kappa just gets, they get physical souls, because they get it in the jewel form. So I don't know if an ethereal soul is gonna mean anything.
Oh,
does Ghostbusters technology...
Ghost Butters.
Nobody asked for that. It's so weird that you say
not?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, does that technology work in your world?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Because butt sounds
trap
like bust.
Hitler's soul in the little box doohickey.
That'll
oh,
be great.
Give him a little box.
Bam, enrichment.
Just like Bob's Burgers with Jeff.
Jeff.
All right, on that note, we're going to go to break. I think we all need a little time.
If you're standing on the other side of the planet, technically, no.
Yeah, no, you're all the way. If you travel north forever, you eventually go south. But if you travel west forever, you're always going west. And that's what I learned on TikTok.
And that is Manifest Destiny.
Thomas Jefferson.
Wow.
Joe, can I take a picture of your bread?
We need to get you some cartoon eyes.
I need them.
I'll give you credit, don't worry.
Anyway, welcome back. Thank you guys for tuning in and suffering through the first half of this episode. So far, we are, I don't know, we're still pretty up in the air on Kappas.
I think it's still 3-1.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have a preference at the moment, Chris, an opinion?
Did you guys okay basilisks?
Mm-mm.
They're pending.
Okay.
Pending the the acquiring of a rescue one that's blind.
I think as long as a Kappa can't physically grab anyone, you guys will be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, so we covered habitat.
Yeah.
Shelter-wise, I did not know that they needed to sleep on land. So yeah, for shelter...
After they take their skin off.
Sorry. After they take their skin off. For shelter, I have covered, heated, half wet, half dry. But
sure. We
can just keep it all dry.
Yeah.
I think what might be tricky, too... How are we going to get in to clean...
They'll be shift trained.
So I think that...
Will
it,
they?
I don't think it has to be a
smart
tank.
Smart, but willing? It doesn't sound like they're going to be...
Offer them a cucumber.
With cucumber, I think we can.
Yeah, right. I've heard.
Or
a
jewel.
Or
the butt clamp.
Get your hands on one of those.
Okay.
You can get your hands on one. You offer him your own.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no. Okay, so there are a lot of pictures.
Yeah, do they regrow?
Wait, here we go. I know how we get them. There are a lot of pictures of people trying to catch kappas.
Why?
Because.
For this, I guess.
And so they have elaborate
for us,
and they have like elaborate trap set up, and then the bait is just a man full mooning. So if we really wanted
Come
to get the kappa in, someone's got to dump trowel.
I feel like maybe
just...
ethically we could use cucumbers.
I'm just saying if that doesn't.
Do we have to put
if that doesn't
do two
a little cucumber
cucumbers.
Man.
With
I'm just
Someone
saying.
Has to be an excellent cucumber whittler.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll have any problems with the HR department hiring for that.
Speaking of whittling cucumbers.
Okay. Go on.
It's like a tradition that you can carve your family's name into cucumber slices and offer those to the Kappa, and that'll offer protection.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so a cucumber whittler would be...
It could be...
You just sit him right outside like a little caricature guy and he just...
Or those people who write your name on a grain of rice.
Yeah.
Buy yourself a slice of cucumber. We profit.
Yeah, we profit.
And keep our guests safe. All right,
Is there any information on whether or not there are certain limits to the amount of cucumber they can have? Like, for their diet and...
I don't think so.
Cucumber, eggplant, soba,
anuses,
natto, and kielbasa.
Just butts and cukes.
Are the things they eat.
Cutie toots.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we... This might be sort of a bold question, and I... Just hear me out. Just hear me out one time. So we have the cucumber whittler. You buy your cucumber. Is there some way... that I can then, as a guest, take my cucumber and get it to the Kappa.
I think, yes.
Maybe?
So here's what I think. I don't know that we need to have a tank as opposed to a pond.
Pond with island in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to go under to see under when it's in the water
sure.
and then have an above viewing area.
Yeah.
But we would have to make sure that the shift area for the Kappa... was fully sealed off. Like, a full door to the ground, into the ground, so he doesn't dig his way out kind of thing. Because if keepers need to get into that habitat, and he gets into the habitat, we are in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Potentially, not guaranteed.
More likely than not, we are in a lot of trouble.
Even if you feed him a cucumber with all of the keepers' names on it?
It depends.
Yeah.
So...
Think about what a fun, like, hiring pro- like, it's your first day, and you have this big ceremony where they put your name on a cucumber. Like, that's fun.
A kappa is the size and shape of a child, but is stronger than a grown man.
Uh-huh.
My dream, man.
You have to leave.
I don't know that your HR representative can fix that one. Here are some dangers and violations we face for both our keepers and our guests.
Uh-huh.
Some of the things they do, they're prankster ways, if you will. I'm putting that in air quotes for those of you not here.
I'm not.
Are as mild as looking up a woman's kimono.
Okay.
Which is
great.
Still not great.
Yeah, that's
no
not
one wants
ideal.
Upskirt pics.
Yeah. Are we
but
getting the camera?
Can be as bad
he's gonna use it.
As full on drowning, kidnapping, sexual assault, and eating human flesh.
Here's the thing.
So
you're describing a chimpanzee.
Yes.
Say what you will.
We already have this.
Reason I am terrified of monkeys. I feel like all of that outweighs any positives.
Well, do we want to talk about positives?
I thought we had been this whole time.
I know.
There are some good things that they do. Like,
they are
irrigation.
Great. Yeah, they do. They love irrigation.
They'll deliver fresh fish. Mm. Great.
Yep. They're great at medical stuff. They're
mm-hmm.
good doctors.
Very knowledgeable about medicine. So here's my
what?
Compromise.
What is this?
Can they be a working habitat?
What does that mean?
They take care of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We maybe toss some food in, but I'm not sending any people
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
They are removed from guest viewing because I do not trust them.
Guests
no,
are gonna see them. Guests are gonna see them.
Guest viewing. Come on.
But they
be reasonable.
What are they gonna do?
They want to be seen.
Like irrigate crops for us to grow food for the rest of the habitat.
And they can
deliver fish for other habitats.
And the guests can
see
this.
And they could do things like veterinary work, maybe, on some of our animals.
What would be the methodology of them delivering the food?
I have absolutely no idea.
Because that...
We can train... They can,
the moment
they
learn that's their one opportunity, they're going to get tricky, it sounds like. They're going to get pretty crafty.
But it can be... They can... If they deliver fish, they get cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
It can be an automated
then,
system.
So it'll probably be a bad idea then to use cucumbers
yes.
As a
so
guest
So
we
go
experience.
Back to a person, drop and trowel, and full on bending down
no,
and
no,
showing
no,
their
whoa,
butt
hey, whoa,
so that
hey,
they come
whoa,
into
hey,
the...
Whoa.
What if we just did a picture of somebody doing that?
I was just about to say that, Joseph.
Hey, great minds.
I mean,
perfect, amazing minds.
I just... Here's the thing. It sounds like... A sort of Gollum-y type of... Like Gollum when he's cute. You know what I mean? Not when
Schmeagol.
He's... Yeah. Schmeagol. Thank you. Smeagol? Schmeagol? Smeagol?
Smeagol.
Smeagol. I fell asleep every time I watched those movies. Don't come for me. But I got nervous. I think it would... Again, the habitat itself... would be so pretty. And then you have this little gremlin of a little muffin man. Just
tending to crops.
Just tending to crops and looking for a cucumber.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on.
As long as there is thick glass wall.
I do wonder, because like, if it's a pond, how do we keep him from leaving the pond on the other side?
It can have walls around it.
Right.
Yeah.
But
it would just be thick glass walls around. And then the guests can't get in, they can't get to the guests, they can't
mm-hmm,
do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
okay.
have mind control or anything bad like that. They're not going to do anything.
I don't like it.
I really assumed that I would be on your side at some point, Sarah Hart.
I thought so too.
I keep doing your full name.
I really thought that maybe I could win you over.
Actually, I have
with the fear of drowning, kidnapping, rape, and eating.
Don't
human
go
well,
in.
But I think, like you said, if we're no longer going in, but if we do still have a shift area and maybe get a really strong recall training, and never shift him unless it's recall time, I think it's possible.
Would they be able to see guests?
Yes.
Because I think that might be an issue. Because they're obsessed with politeness.
Oh,
so,
this would be an issue.
And this is one of the ways to deal with them.
Uh-huh.
If you bow to a kappa, they will bow back and they will spill the water out of their head.
Oh, gee whiz.
Yeah, they do sometimes wear little metal caps.
Ooh, yes.
To keep their water
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
so we give them a little metal cap.
Where do they get the caps in the wild, though?
Oh, they probably
don't worry
steal
about
one from people. Yeah. And then
yeah.
It can be fun in Richmond. They can get different caps to wear.
Or some... Wait, that is tricky. Because how are we going to... How are we getting things into this habitat if we're not...
Drop slot. Like a
Oh, right,
Blockbuster.
We did talk about that. Just like Blockbuster. It worked so well for them.
That part specifically worked. The quick drop was fine.
Apparently, isn't there still a Blockbuster somewhere? There's like one remaining Blockbuster store, and it's doing just fine. And you know what?
Wrong.
Good for them.
Do you think they still have VHSs?
No.
No.
I wish.
Maybe. It's like a novelty. I don't know. Urban Outfitters sells cassettes, so anything is possible.
When the Blockbuster was closing, my friend bought the gumball machine.
Interesting.
Fun.
That sounds like a bold move.
For like
$30.
They're just like, yeah, sure, take it.
Was it full?
Yeah.
Clearly, that person has never lived through a pandemic.
Because
that sounds like a problem.
Again, this is when Blockbuster was closing,
yeah,
so
you're right.
10 years ago. The gumballs were very old.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
That's rough.
So we have a pond with a little island. Our guy has a hat. He can swim down and people can go either see him on land or below. I'm really not seeing...
In the back, there's the farm.
I'm having trouble picturing an issue.
I mean,
the only thing that I struggle with is the fact that it can communicate with words. That seems...
That's more problematic.
If it's killing people.
Than rape.
It's not going to do... Like, I am worried about... If I was in the wild, a lion could hurt me, or something in the water could drag me down and drown me, but we just don't go in with them,
the
and it's
thing,
fine.
Though.
What if we get...
Joseph, a lot of times, animals in their natural habitat... shy away from people.
Sure.
The kappa seeks them out.
Yeah, but it
all the
it, but it can't
to
get to them.
Him, yeah.
Unless
he can see them.
Yeah. Are you saying that you don't believe in our habitats and our building?
Oh.
Do you not believe
otherwise
is that
we're richer than God?
Yeah. They're not getting out in like a good way. It's fine.
I don't like it, but I will concede.
Work on that string. Yes, I will work on that string.
What do they think about unicorns? Can they be in view of the unicorn, or is that...
They're pretty similar to horses.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So would
yeah,
that
might be great.
We would have to make sure... I would be also be concerned about housing it near Bigfoot, just because I think... If you get a kappa and Bigfoot conspiring together, that's a problem.
But the little kappa could ride on the Bigfoot and be as strong as the Bigfoot.
Does
why?
That'd
yeah.
be cute.
I see,
they won't. They'll
I
be
don't
they'll
love.
Be in their separate areas. It's fine.
Because then the kappa would have access
can
to the lazy river.
No. They won't be near
and
the Bigfoot.
Drown all of our guests.
They won't
yeah.
be outside of their habitat. They won't be near the Bigfoot.
But I just meant in view. I just feel like.
I mean, unless they're gonna. We decided that the Bigfoot couldn't speak English.
We did.
So it's fine.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that you were kind of so against Bigfoot.
Yep.
Because of his language abilities. But
yes.
But Kappa, right now, I feel like there is more evidence that it has a more, words, someone give it to me, a more complex vocabulary. And language ability, and you're like, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay, sure. I guess.
If you just think of it as like a parrot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is it just repeating what it hears, or is it constructing full ass sentences with a little bit of a speech impediment?
No, it's just... It's,
with a lisp.
It's just like saying English sounds.
Excuse me, miss. Can I see your bottle?
Okay, but... Would he have a lisp, or would he just talk like Dana Carvey in Master of Disguise? You mean a turtly enough for the turtle?
Oh, we could show him movies.
Yeah.
I think he would love watching Teenage Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, so
he might learn
the ooze.
I don't understand.
He can learn the ninja rap. Be great.
I'm not seeing an issue.
That could be like an after-hours show. That like
yeah.
You could bring the public in. It's like a nighttime sort
uh-huh.
of thing.
But
you get on the stage for
a kappa rave. We've all been to one of those in college. Am I right? Where my cap is at? No? Okay. All right. That was the like frat parties we went to.
Yeah, I got that far. So, okay.
just to explain it. All right. It was never a rave, to be fair. Foam parties occasionally.
Sure.
Not mm-hmm. ideal.
I talked about a Target shit. Today that was a foam mm-hmm. machine that would give you mountains of foam in minutes.
Disgusting. Like during a pandemic.
But like, don't you kind of want one for the call of this?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wait, so now, speaking of Calibus, I don't think we need them anymore. Mm-hmm. And I do understand that they're real animals. I was just trying to think of, preemptively think of ways to make Sarah Hart more comfortable.
It's not gonna
Keep
happen.
Doing it. Okay, well, that's fine. You don't have to be comfy wumpy, but, I don't know.
Are there any other
I
issues?
I don't see any issues.
I don't either.
I don't think it's impossible.
I don't think I have any
But we should open up the floor to the people who have notes.
That's a good point.
My extensive notes, I don't see any other issues.
The only one is the ethics of language for me.
I have too intelligent to keep.
Yeah.
But
yeah, my not all bad section, I think has already been covered. But yeah, the irrigation,
yeah.
The fresh fish.
That's really... Wait, but so if it's in a habitat, though, how is it catching fresh fish?
We can stock the pond before we put it
if
in.
If you put... If there was...
Drop some fish into the pond.
If it was like a
okay.
an existing stream that had...
That I don't trust. I don't like where you're going
Let me
that.
Finish.
I don't know.
Let me finish.
Okay.
That was redirected into a smaller opening that the fish could get through, and it was an iron grate with deer antlers all around it. Things they don't like, then the fish could get in and they wouldn't go near it.
Is that going to cause him stress, though?
It's all the way in the back.
I just... The level of intelligence, again... Here, I don't like metal. I work with metal every day.
True.
Like,
well, fine.
And I don't like it.
Then
I don't use metal utensils in my home, is how much I don't like metal. But I work, like, but I go through it, and I just feel like if a kappa... Is like, I know that that's access to the outside world. Sure, it's through an iron gate, but I can figure that out. I'm stronger than a human man.
It's not like iron is poisonous to them.
Yeah.
Right, let's just airdrop fish in then. What about copper?
If we use a pond that is stocked and we let it...
Aesthetically love, but I can't.
If we let them procreate touched. For a little bit, then they should be able to maintain their own. Mm-hmm. He doesn't eat fish.
Yeah.
They should be able to maintain their populations with him giving us some of them.
So it all comes back to then the intelligence, because I would assume we would need an enrichment program, and I feel we haven't talked about that much. And while we can have as many drop slot things as we want, that's going to limit what we can put in. And are we going to get that stuff out and be able to really change it out? I guess he could put it back in.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think he'd have to be shift trained.
Yeah.
We could go in as long as the door was solidly kappa proof.
But also, if we have a system where we can train whoever, to bring back enrichment and then a cucumber gets dispensed... That's more training to do. We can do more social enrichment with them, with language, and with...
You could have a tea party with a kappa!
Yeah!
He gets a little table on one side, and then the glass, and then you have the rest of the table on the other side, and then the guests come pay, and they can have a little tea party!
And they love polite...
And when the guest sits down, and
she's
wearing a skirt...
It's on the
land
part!
And he gets on the ground to look up her skirt.
We spray paint that. We spray paint that black.
Fine. Just gonna be
that
okay.
That part of the glass is spray
care.
Painted.
I just
can't do it.
That kind of seems
also
like
the kappa. Hold up, I got it. I saw the problem. Kappa is obsessed with politeness. That is very rude to do in a tea party, the most polite of parties, and therefore they wouldn't do it.
It doesn't stop him from doing it in his natural habitat.
But like that's sneaky. Not at a party.
I see.
Or he has the advantage.
Oh, okay. Here's what we do. Since it is. Technically just one table that's been sawed in half and, you know, glued together so that he's got a table on his side of the glass. We have a table on our side. We can put a blanket, like the that thing that fancy people put on a table.
Tablecloth?
Runner?
Yes, tablecloth.
Doily?
The tablecloth can go down, like, can he can't see their feet, he can't see.
Okay.
It's just tea party time with his friends. With
yeah.
me a friend every day. Oh, we can give people hats to wear.
Yeah, oh, we can sell the little metal hats for everyone.
We can sell the little metal
and
hats.
Little friar and with the little lily pad hair.
Lily pad hair.
Great.
Love I like it. Board games too.
You
so
can play checkers.
You
can
play even
chess.
You can
play,
that
can play life
or like guest interaction.
Oh my goodness!
Like how you can play
you
like
tic
tac toe with
yeah.
chickens.
Do you think they would play Twister?
Here's the thing that I don't see how we could protect the women in skirts.
Oh, that I forgot that you have to be. Yeah, that one doesn't work. We could play life.
Do
you,
you
could
think,
play Monopoly.
Okay, here's the true test of intelligence. Can he play Battleship with
is that
guest?
The true test of intelligence?
I'm just of ethics of can you, I just think if
he
can he say
yes, B15.
Yeah. If he can learn
okay,
the
wait.
Concept of Battleship, I think he is
if
too
you,
intelligent to ethically can.
If you had no lips and just a beak, could you say B15?
And with a little speech impediment, probably.
No, I can't say, you can't make the letter B.
If people like our good friend Laura Bailey, who does voiceovers, can make her mouth, can speak without opening her mouth, then I think that without lips and a beak instead, he could still make.
She doesn't have a beak though.
Intelligible. She doesn't use any
is
part
he gonna
of.
Have you
beak
ever
trends?
Have you ever heard anything speak English that had
Ooh.
A beak?
Ooh, I'm a caw.
Oh,
English? Did it speak English?
Yes.
I have another issue. Does he need beak trims? Is he gonna need? How do we
so.
Provide health care?
They do it themselves. They're great at it. Doctors
so
trim themselves
so
all
so
the time.
So
we're asking
give
him
the
syringes. We're just giving him a scalpel.
Yes.
Fix yourself.
What's it gonna do?
Morphine, scalpel, good luck.
There's nothing else in there for it to hurt with the scalpel. It's not gonna hurt itself with the
little
scalpel.
Fishies.
It's already get,
throw
it's already
a scalpel out of the habitat.
Mm.
This might be unethical, but you could make it
I mean,
empty the water from its head.
Oh,
to
so
then
it's weak.
Go in
yeah.
and perform.
That's true. You could fart
do,
at
how
it.
How do you get
it? We can fart at it. We can store some farts in a little. Blower.
How do you get a
make
voluntary
it.
Weak in yourself?
You bow. If you bow, it
already
bows.
But if he knows,
right.
if he
and
knows
then you fart
and
on
he
it.
Puts his hat on and says, I'm not doing that,
then we
I'll
fart
bow
on
all
it.
Day.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my hat on because I know exactly what you're trying to do.
Their arms are detachable.
Yeah.
It says they're easily detachable.
I want you to imagine a long noodle
yeah.
and it just goes all the way
them.
Through your body and he can just
hold on to
shove his whole arm. All the way out, and now this is twice as long. It's terrible.
It's great.
I
needed that when I had something under the bed. I'm
sure we've all needed that at some point, but
yeah.
it makes him more dangerous.
That's tricky.
To a non-protective individual, we're protected.
I love that we're all for it, and now I thought of beak trims, and I'm like,
No, they will take care of their own beak trims.
That's what it is. Beak trim.
It is not an issue. They will deal with it themselves.
But we have to give them a Dremel to do so.
And
what are they going to do with
they
the Dremel?
They do it naturally.
Oh. Yeah. That.
Some,
that's a smarter thing.
That's some cuddle bone? Is that what they use?
They get
I don't
stones
know.
Stones or yeah, grit.
I'm very
trees.
Suddenly
they
on
chew
the
on
fence.
A tree.
Do they? I feel like you are not citing any sources anymore, and I can't help but feel that you're taking the mythical portion a little far.
Okay.
I think you're taking some creative liberties.
Thanks. Same, I'm creative.
I don't know. The time has come, my many friends, to decide. I think it's time to vote. And I would really like some feedback on this whenever it like comes out. So please find us on the Instagram. We're at the Mythical Menagerie. Or you can send us a sweet, sweet email at mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, hey, hey.
don't want to brag, but that is the first time I've made it through that without fucking it up. So kudos to me.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you so much. I think it's time to vote before Joe can find any other weird sources as he frantically scrolls.
I would like to vote a hard, 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 aggressive no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see that, Christopher.
I mean, I thought of this topic, so I'm gonna go yes.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Joseph, you're obviously...
Yeah, it's my best friend. I love him to death.
That also concerns me, because I just feel like we're going to be like,
no! I mean, if that happened, and he needed help...
Would you refuse?
I think it's just going to be one of those things
where
you're like, where's Joe? And he's going to just be... It's just going to be him and the Kappa doing weird shit.
Yes.
Just off on their own adventure.
We're going to find Joe free contact with him.
We're going to find Joe free contact.
No, you're not.
They can't.
I will be very responsible.
They can be.
Yeah.
They can also be a lot of things that are worse than friendly.
Your suggestion for a basketball was we're getting one without eyes. Mine is a much more reasonable. We're just getting a nice Kappa.
Yeah.
Ha.
How do you guarantee you're getting a nice Kappa?
How do you guarantee you're getting a basilisk with no eyes?
Because the person says, hey, I've got this basilisk with no eyes. Here's a photo of a basilisk with no eyes.
Also, I'm on the phone with you in the same room as it and not petrified or dead.
Wait, you can't prove that. Then someone says...
Face
someone says, hey, I've got a nice Kappa. They show you a photo of them. Kappa thumbs up. There you go.
All webbed hands.
I'm in the room with it. My butt's intact. Let's go.
I did make a note that they never break promises. So
that's cute.
If we can get it to promise,
get
to
it in writing too.
So it's intelligent enough to make promises.
I was
going to
say, if it's intelligent enough to make promises,
it's intelligent.
I'm
going to
push the intelligence
intelligent,
so I can get Camille on my side.
It's not intelligent
it's
to make. It's not intelligent enough to make a promise. It's intelligent enough to not break a promise.
But how do you keep from breaking a promise that you don't make?
Or you don't understand.
Because it's just like an undying sense of loyalty.
I am getting stressed out. I really
want
to
just
have
a tea party. Have a tea party with the Kappa.
We can have a beautiful pond with Japanese flora.
For what?
I want him bad.
Kappa.
Walking around, picnicking.
I want
there
him.
Are literally
but nothing is gonna
hundreds
farm that
of
land
Japanese
or
gardens
fish.
Around the United States that are all beautiful and maybe have some koi fish in them.
And none of them have kappas and ours
yeah,
will,
and that's
making
great,
us better.
Because we don't die.
We won't die. It'll be in its habitat and we won't.
I just...
going to murder you.
None of the kappa gets me first.
I feel like one of us... always threatens Joe's life
yeah.
by the end of
Joe's going to be in contact with the Kappa because I pushed him in.
And it's fine. We will have a good time together.
I want to say yes. I really do. I
do
think
it.
There's so much opportunity for some fun. But the intelligence and
listen,
the beak trim.
Listen to your heart. Treat yourself. Say yes. Say yes to the dress. If they could do it themselves... Promise soft.
So just try it. Try the Kappa, not try the beak trim.
Yeah. Try
I
the
mean,
Kappa.
Who can say? I don't know.
I would like to reserve the right to say I told you so when it kills one of our keepers
yeah.
and or a guest.
It's not going to kill a guest.
The intelligence might be too much for me. So we're at a tie. I'm saying no. So we got two
Are
yes.
You?
Two no. I'm saying no. I can't. He can play Battleship and make promises, and I would have to trim his beak, and I can't.
You don't have to trim his beak. We've gone over this. It's not your problem.
We're out of time. Comment, follow. Let us know what you think. Yay or nay on the Kappa, because we're at a loss.
Only respond yes.
I'm
oh
not
my
at a
goodness.
Loss. I'm pretty confident in my answer.
Thank
we're
you
not
guys.
At a loss. He's
for listening. Thank you, Christopher, for joining. And, yeah, it's been great.